And this week's Road to Birdland takes us to Franklin Square Hospital, which Steve Johnson happens to be where I was born, and it's where you were born. I know you don't remember a whole lot about it, but that's where you were born.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it was. Grew up in Baltimore, right in it was grew up in a trailer for the first 3 years when my dad was playing, and we ended up moving to Middle River and you know, just kept playing baseball.
What's your first baseball memory? Was it T-ball?
Yeah, I think I remember T-ball. I'm not sure where it was, to be honest with you, but I remember playing on this backfield, and I think it was near Golden Tree, which is in Middle River, which is where I was. And, you know, I just remember always remembering that field.
Obviously, we know that your dad was very influential on your baseball career. Was there anyone else growing up that you remember that had a hand in, let's say, getting you to that next level at St. Paul's and then all the showcase teams and things like that?
Well, you know, obviously my dad was the main part of it. And when I got to high school, actually, my high school coach, Paul Bernstorff, he did a lot for me. He was able to, you know, he's the one that put me out there that one day against Mount St. Joe and kind of put me on the map. So, you know, I got to thank him for that because that led to a lot of other things, a lot of opportunities. You know, my dad was obviously the main part and got me to where I was able to get to. But, you know, little people along the way, pitching coaches in the minors, you know, it all helps.
Yeah. What do you remember about your dad's career when you were growing up? I mean, do you remember anything at all?
I don't remember him playing. I remember certain things. I remember them taking home plate out of Memorial Stadium. And I remember holding up a sign that said, "Go Cecil," when he played for Detroit. Other than that, I don't remember anything about him actually pitching. But I remember those two things.
Who were some of the guys on those teams that you played with him? 12, 14.
I played with Billy Bergamy, yeah. Michael So, Ryan Kent, guys like Mike Newton when I played for the Maryland Orioles, you know, Joe Valeggia, Mike Daugherty. There's a bunch of guys. I mean, you know, I don't want to leave anyone out.
But that's a who's who of guys at that point.
We ended up playing a lot in summer ball and then against each other in high school.
You mentioned the freshman game here. Coach Bernstorff put you out there as a ninth grader. Take me through that day as to what you remember. You're playing the vaunted Calvert Hall Cardinals and all of their history, and you beat them that day. What do you remember?
I just remember a lot going into it. There's a lot of crowd, you know, a lot of fans there from both teams and both schools. And it was just great. It was one of the first times you played in front of that many people and that many people who are, you know, half rooting for you and half rooting against you. It was just good atmosphere, and it was awesome for our team to be able to go out there and win. I mean, I think that was the first time that they ever did that. So it was just nice being able to do that, and it was obviously a great celebration that followed it. So it was pretty awesome.
And you followed it up next year, I guess, too, at Towson, right?
Yeah.
And was that Calvert Hall or St. Joe?
It was Calvert Hall again. Yeah. You know, it was pretty, you know, we talked about it before that game. We didn't celebrate the way we wanted to the first year, and that no one went on the ground. We all kind of just had a celebration, and we all jumped up and down, but no one went on the ground. So we made sure if we won that game that someone was going down. It ended up being me. And I remember David Beach, he tackled me, and everyone piled on afterwards.
The one game that gets talked about a lot was your senior year over at McDonough. You're squaring off with Brandon Irby. What, Steve, I guess there had to be 50 scouts. There were 30 radar guns in the stands that day. When you looked out that day, it was cold, I remember. Windy and cold, typical March around here. What do you take away from that day?
It was pretty special to have, you know, two Maryland guys being looked at, you know, that highly, and to have all the scouts there. It was pretty fun. I know Brandon pretty well, and you know, we played against each other and with each other in summer ball, and you know, it was just pretty special. Unfortunately for him, it didn't work out that day.
Yeah.
But you know, I had a pretty good day, and you know, it was just a lot of fun.
But take me through the day that when you got traded here, and we heard your dad's reaction live on the radio in Baltimore, which was pretty special. One of the great moments I think any of us that heard it will say in Baltimore sports history. And what was it from your end?
It was just crazy. I wasn't expecting it, and you know, it was. I actually found out on MLBTradeRumors.com. That's how we kind of, me and him found out, me and Josh, and you know, it was just a crazy day. I couldn't believe that I was going home. I didn't really didn't really believe it until I was actually home a couple weeks later, because we met him on the road when we did get traded. So, you know, it's just you can't make that stuff up. I mean, it was just a great feeling to be able to play for the hometown team.
Who actually told you from the Dodgers?
I think it was our minor league director, Dejon Watson.
So take me through the call that I guess Ron Johnson gave you, or the, hey, Steve, I need to talk to you. How did that go, and your reaction?
Yeah, it was. We had a crazy couple days before that, and you know, we were just getting. I was getting ready for the game. I was actually talking to Brad Bergeson, just like a normal game. I was getting dressed, and he kind of came up nonchalantly and said, "Hey, you're going to Seattle. Congrats." Just kind of walked away, but that's his.
That was it.
I mean, he is kind of in his own little way. You got to know him a little bit, but you know, he came kind of. Gave me a look over his shoulder and then introduced, you know, said it to the whole team. So, you know, it was just cool. I was kind of shocked. I kind of said it so fast that I was like, you know, what just happened? And then the guys came up and congratulated me, and it was just pretty cool.
Made all that hard work worth it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, there's a lot of hard work put in, you know, 8 years in the minors, and, you know, the whole time you're working. Working hard, playing summer ball, and all the showcases, and you know, it's nice when it all works out.
And you've been into a lot of big league clubhouses, but what was it like the first moment you walked into the clubhouse in Seattle, knowing that you were going to be, you know, with the Birds that night, and your uniforms in the locker?
It was just pretty special, you know. I really can't describe the exact feeling, but it was really nervous. You know, just knowing you're going to put that uniform on and possibly pitch. Yeah, you can't ask for anything better to go out there and have your name on the jersey for your hometown team and the big leagues. It's something I worked hard for, and you know, it's just nice to have it all pay off.
Take me through your conversation with your dad when you told him that you were going to go out there.
I don't think he really believed it. He was in shock, too. you know, I don't think it really happened until I got in the game. I don't think it really all made sense, you know. It was nice. They came out and they flew out, and we all got a picture together, and I think he's just really proud of me. He kind of was really short with me the first time I called him. He called back and apologized. He was like, sorry, I was in shock. You know.
He did share that with us,
yeah.
As well.
So it was pretty special moment.